I'm Jessica Trute, and this is Short Take, a German Films podcast. Film music composer Dasha Dauenhauer studied piano, received a diploma in music theory, and completed a Master of Film Music at the Film University Babelsberg Konrad Wolf. Since then, she has worked on numerous award-winning cinema productions as a composer and music producer. Her films are shown internationally at film festivals. The film Jibril by Henrika Kull had its premiere at the Berlin International Film Festival in 2018, just like Borhan Kolbani's celebrated work Berlin Alexanderplatz in 2020. Love Me, Fear Me by Veronika Solomon was nominated for the Student Academy Awards, and one of Dasha's most recent projects, Evolution, by Hungarian director Kornél Mundruczó, was selected for the Cannes International Film Festival 2021. Dasha has received 3 nominations for the German Film Music Award in 2018 and 1 in the categories Best Music in a Short Film and New Talent. In 2020, her music for Berlin Alexanderplatz won her the German Film Award as well as the European Film Award for Best Original Score. She is currently working on many new projects, including the music for the book adaptation The Swarm, the Sky series Souls, and the documentary film Doomsday. I talked to Dasha via Zoom for this interview. Hi Dasha, thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We are going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers, it's all about having fun. So let's start with the first question. How would you describe your current mood?
I feel tired because my cats wake me up for snacks every night. And I also feel excited because the German Film Award will be in a few days. And I'm not nominated or anything like that. I'm just looking forward to seeing so many people again that I haven't seen for such a long time because of COVID.
Okay. And what is your favorite way to spend time?
You're talking to a workaholic, so I think the answer is quite easy. I love working, so I spend most of the time with work. But I also love going out to eat. I love Asian spicy food, and I also love watching films and series. And I love going to the cinema as well as I love watch a series on Netflix at home.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I have definitely an addiction to tech gear for music. So I spend lots of money for these things. I mean, I can justify to myself that I really need it for my work, but I love to buy new synthesizers and other stuff and to discover new interesting things. So it's an inspiration and really important for my musical development. And I always buy at least one new thing for every new project for creating a new and special language. And I'm trying to avoid to repeat myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a very productive guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
What was the favorite job you've done out of all the jobs you've done before? And it doesn't have to be necessarily film related, but it can be.
I've done lots of jobs. I worked as a waitress, for example, and also at an internet cafe, at a supermarket, and also as a piano and music theory teacher. But these jobs were part-time jobs to keep me afloat while I studied. And I can definitely say that none of those were really fun. So my current job, being a film composer, is exactly what I have always wanted to do. And it's my hobby and it's my passion.
Wow. Sounds so nice that you have found your dream job.
Yeah, I'm living the dream.
Yeah. Great. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
In general, I would say I'm more of a solitary person. So it's important for me to have only a few friends, but very close ones. And I think the same things count for me as for other people. So honesty, trust, reliability. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Classic.
Usual things. Yeah.
Do you have any real life heroes, maybe?
Yeah. Heroes is a big word. I think every person who stands up and fights for a better world, who engages for climate crisis, who helps others, all those people are the daily real life heroes for me.
Okay. No special person, just...
No special person. No. No. Everyone.
Yes. If you weren't a composer, what would you be? Since you have your dream job, this might be a bit difficult.
Yeah. I'm definitely not one of the logical types of people. So it would in any case be something creative. Mm-hmm. And with another background and a different education, I could imagine being actually a director or an actress.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, because a few years ago I was a part of a theater group and it was lots of fun for me and I think I wasn't that bad.
Cool. So film or theater in either way.
Yeah.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
When I was a child, I always wanted to have the ability to become invisible. But today I cannot relate to this wish properly. Today I wish I would have a talent for languages. This is a tough thing for me. I wish I could learn languages much faster, but I forgot everything. And the point is that I really study languages and invest time into it, but it's improving very, very slowly.
Okay, I see.
Too bad.
What was the last book you read?
I have to admit that I don't read books so often. I don't have time for it because it's not on top of my favorite things to do when I have free time. And besides, I have to read scripts very often, so this is definitely enough reading for me. But currently, I'm indeed reading a book. It's Five Quarters of the Orange by Joanna Harris.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you recommend it so far?
So far, yes. I'm reading it for improving my English.
Ah, okay. Great. Do you have a favorite literary hero or heroine?
A few years ago, I read Jane Eyre, for example, and she's definitely a literary heroine for me. And yeah, as well as Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. I admire characters taken by strong women. It's always an inspiration to read about strong women who pursued what they want.
What was the last movie or TV series you watched?
The last movie I watched was You Were Never Really Here. Mm-hmm. By Ramsey. It's a masterpiece. What else can I say? It's a masterpiece on every single level. It's exactly the kind of film that I love, and it's grim and unique, and in every department, the cinematography, sound, acting, everything. And I like that film very much, and it leaves space for interpretation.
Wow, sounds so great.
So watch it if you haven't.
Yeah. Do you know where we can watch it?
Yeah, on Netflix, right now.
Ah, on Netflix, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect, something for the weekend. Do you have a favorite German film or series?
Does it count as an answer if I say it's Berlin Alexanderplatz?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's weird because I was a part of this film, but I really, really love this movie.
Yeah, me too. It's a great movie.
Nice to hear.
Do you listen to podcasts? And if yes, what was the last podcast you listened to?
I have to admit that I don't really listen to podcasts. It's really hard for me to concentrate, especially only on speech. Maybe also because I'm tired of concentrating on listening because I do it the whole day long in my job, you know. And mm-hmm. I also don't listen to music so often, by the way. So instead of listening to podcasts and music, I watch movies.
Yeah, I see. What do you like most about yourself?
I think that I like that I'm not afraid of living. I like challenges and I'm not so afraid of failing. I think it's always better to try something brave and to fail instead of hiding and not trying. And what else do I like is that I'm pretty good at organizing, pretty good at planning, and I can handle working as much as I do and having a family. And yeah, those two things require organization. So I like it.
Mm-hmm. Good qualities for your job, I think. Great.
Yeah.
Which trait do you dislike most in yourself?
Yeah, there are many. Yeah, I think two things bother me the most. One of them is that I get bored very, very quickly. So I always need something new in my life and I'm always waiting for something new to happen. But I mean it in a good as well as in a bad way. So I just mm-hmm. can't bear standstill. And you can imagine that this is very exhausting for myself as well as for the other people who I live with. Yeah. And the other thing that I dislike the most is I'm very, very impatient. When I need or want something, I want it right now, immediately, and not 2 minutes later. So it's very exhausting too.
Okay, this is very interesting because a lot of filmmakers I talked to said that they were very impatient.
Oh, okay.
For film is something that took a while to develop.
Yeah. I mean, especially for directors, it's hard to be impatient.
Yeah, totally. What was the last thing you regretted and why?
The last thing I regretted is, I think that I got up once in the night because I thought the cats were hungry and gave them something to eat. And now one of them terrorizes me every night. So it's gonna be happy 15 years from now on.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was my fault.
I see. Is there a random thing that makes you happy in your day-to-day life?
It's the little things. So, I don't know, I like meeting friends and talking about music and films and drinking wine. It's definitely what I really need between work and more work.
Yeah, seems like small things, but during Corona, it wasn't possible.
That's true.
Do you have a life motto?
I wouldn't say that I have a life motto, but what I often think and tell myself is the point is not about falling down. The point is standing up afterwards and pursuing your path. And this really helps me on bad days and in bad situations.
Mm-hmm. So we're already at the last question.
Oh, so fast.
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Honestly, I really don't care about being remembered. I just want to leave a world where my daughter and all the children in this world and the next generations can have a life and can experience happiness. This is actually a big issue for me, how we treat nature and how the future will be for next generations and what can I do and how can I behave to contribute something good. This is important for me. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Good last words, I think, for this interview. That was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dasha.
Yeah, thank you too.
Thank you. Short Take is produced by Jessica Trute on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about Dasha's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes and help us get the word out, follow us on Instagram and like, comment, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.